Hey, podcast people, how's it going? Azrin, the language nerd here. I hope you're having a fantastic Sunday evening, or whatever day and time it is for you right now as you are listening to this podcast episode. Today's podcast episode will be quite different in comparison to my typical podcast episodes. Many of you might already know that I am currently doing a degree at the University of Calgary. I am doing an East Asian Language Studies degree with a concentration in Mandarin. This semester, I am taking a course on Chinese literature, and we have read all sorts of different poems and stories and all sorts of literature that is quite famous in China. Currently, we are working mostly on modern pieces of writing, most notably short stories. And in 1 week's time, I have to submit a short paper. It will be, I believe it's 4 to 5 pages, if I remember correctly, about basically analyzing a short story in modern Chinese history, so a modern story, not something from ancient times or anything like that, but analyzing a modern short story written by a well-known Chinese author and putting together an essay analyzing such a story. I decided to read a story by Lu Xun. Or Lu Xun. Actually, don't know how to pronounce his name as I'm realizing it now because I've only seen it written in English letters and I haven't looked at the Chinese characters yet. But he is a very, very famous writer in mainland China. And the story that I have been focused on and reading about and that I will write my essay about is something called The Diary of a Madman. And I'm working on it. I'm just in the rough draft stages at the moment, so I'm nowhere near completed my essay. I still have a lot of work to do, but what I wanted to use today's podcast episode to do was share some of the initial thoughts I've been having about the story, some of the initial interpretations that I've been having, some of the thoughts that I've had, the direction I'm trying to go with this paper. And you might think, Azrin, this is so random. This is so random. You've never made a podcast like this, which is true, partially, but I think it does fall into the theme of some of the personal development and psychological topics that I sometimes cover on this podcast, things about how we view the world and perspective and gratitude and things of that nature. And I think that a lot of what I share today is going to fall into that bucket of content that I typically share on this podcast or regularly share on this podcast. So nothing language learning today. I pre-warn you. Hopefully that's okay, but I still think it's going to be an interesting podcast on a psychological level. So the story, as I said, that I've chosen is called The Diary. It depends on what you find, actually. There's two English translations. One of them is, I'm actually going to double check this so I can make sure I get it right. One of them is A Madman's Diary, and the other one is, let me look at my notes here, The Diary of a Madman. The story basically is about an individual who seemingly is mentally insane. He's mad. He's crazy. And the story is a selection of diary entries written by this insane person while he was insane. In fact, I believe it's a he. I don't know if it's specified if it's a he or a she, but let me just double check. For some reason, I'm picturing it as a he. I'm almost positive that it's a he. Regardless, I'm going to double check that after. I'm almost positive the main character is a he. And he is, in his diary entries, you can see the craziness that is in his mind, at least if you look at it at a very surface level. The main character, the person writing these supposed diary entries, is crazy, and his craziness manifests in the form of having a bit of a persecution complex. What that means is he views the world around him, and he thinks that everyone's out to get him. And more specifically, he actually thinks everybody wants to eat him. So cannibalism is a major theme in this story. If I'm not mistaken, this story is now exempt from copyright. I'm pretty sure that it's now in public domain, but to be safe, I'm not going to read out the story or anything like that in case it still is under copyright. I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure it's public domain, but who knows? I wish I could, because it's a fascinating set of diary entries. And essentially what happens is in the beginning, there's this introduction given by a different person, and he's introducing the set of diary entries. And he tells us that the individual who was crazy and wrote these diary entries is now cured and has basically gone on, if I remember correctly, I will double check this after, because as I said, I'm in super rough draft phases. But if I remember correctly, he's cured now and he's actually working. So he's basically integrated into society. And even though he was quote unquote crazy and he did think everybody wants to eat him, now he's better and he's in normal society and all is well. And here's some of my thoughts based on the story, some of my preliminary thoughts. First of all, there's a lot of, how do I say this? First of all, I think from a literal level, it's interesting to read about this person. You could maybe say that he's paranoid. That's a very surface level thing we could say, which is absolutely true. We could say he's mentally ill and yay, he's cured. That's amazing. We could say that, wow, it's terrible that he has to live in this cannibalistic society. That's really bad because according to the main character, everybody's cannibals and everybody eats other people. He even shares a story in Wolf in, I believe it's called Wolf Cub Town, the town of Wolf Cub. I forget, it's Wolf Cub something. And he's telling the story of someone who was eaten alive. They ate his heart and his liver and they ate him alive. It's quite barbaric, the story, actually, now that I'm talking about it out loud. An important part of the story is how the final two diary entries play out. So, backtracking a little bit, actually, in the story, one thing that the crazy individual shares with us is that his sister had died when she was 5 years old, and that his older brother, the main character's older brother, he had cut the sister up and put her into the food, and they'd cooked the younger sister, and he'd eaten the younger sister. This is one of the things that he says. And in the second last diary entry in this short story, the main character who's supposedly crazy, and perhaps he is crazy, we don't actually know, which is an interesting thing we could get into, but he says he has this realization of, oh my God, I probably ate my sister. Who's to say that the meat that was served in my food wasn't my own sister? And he says, I'm going to quote this line actually, because it's a really interesting quote, the English translation of it anyway. Let me just scroll down to the bottom of the story. I have it on my phone here. He says, where is it here? Chapter 8. Oh, I went way too far, actually. Let me just see here. Where is the story? Oh, yeah, I went too far. Is this it? Nope, not quite. Oh, here we go. 11, 12. Okay, here it is. So here's how it goes. He says, I can't bear to think of it. I've only just realized that I have been living all these years in a place where for 4,000 years they've been eating human flesh. My brother had just taken over charge of the house when our sister died, and he may well have used her flesh in our rice and dishes, making us eat it unwillingly. Is it possible that I ate several pieces of my sister's flesh unwittingly? And now it's my turn. How can a man like myself, after 4,000 years of man-caring history, even though I knew nothing about it at first, ever hope to face real men? So that's an interesting line, where he realizes, oh my God, I think I've actually partaken in cannibalism. So for the previous 11 entries, he's been spending all his time on saying everyone's cannibals, everyone's terrible, they're all eating people, they're so bad. He has many lines in here where he actually refers to himself as quite righteous and more courageous and more, I believe moral was even a word they might have used. I don't want to quote that because I don't remember if that was the right word. But I remember there's multiple lines where he almost views himself as superior. At least that's my reading of it. And so 11 diary entries. This is diary entry 12. So 11 diary entries. He's bashing on these cannibals and he's saying how terrible they are. He actually describes them quite animalistically. There's even a line saying that they have these long teeth people and these sinister smiles. And so he's portraying them almost in a monstrous way, saying, oh, they're monsters. It's almost like that. And in the second last chapter, and really that's the last, it's almost the last chapter because the final chapter is only two lines. It's really short. And it's quite ambiguous, actually. I haven't quite figured out what I make of that final couple lines, because that's really ambiguous, and I don't know what I think about it yet. But basically right at the end, he's saying, man, I've actually eaten people. I am one of these people that I've been hating on or judging or calling barbaric for so long. And then because at the very beginning of this story, we learn that this crazy person has supposedly become cured, I find that quite curious. That shortly after him realizing that, oh, I've actually eaten people before. Huh. At some point after that, he becomes cured. And I think that's an interesting way to view it. Now, I was watching a university lecture about this particular story on YouTube. There's a professor and he's doing a class discussion with his class and they're analyzing it and they're discussing it. One of the students in the class basically read this portion here as the main character succumbing to society, basically realizing the society's evil, and then he succumbs to that evilness and he becomes an evil person or a bad person. He becomes a cannibal and he succumbed. He didn't hold his stance. Someone else said that it was coincidence. I think someone else in that lecture said, oh, he just got better. That was their reading of it. Like, oh, he had this moment like, oh my God, I'm a cannibal. And that was just the tipping point for him to go get professional help. And maybe that's what happened. The reading that I want to do of this, and this is the initial hypothesis I have. I need to do a lot more research. I might be completely wrong about this, but this is where it gets relevant to this podcast audience. And it aligns with some of the psychological stuff that I sometimes share on the podcast. I think one way you could choose to read this has to do with one way that one could choose to read this has to do with judgment, and let's say judgment. Let's keep it really simple for now. I have another concept stirring in the back of my mind, but I haven't fully formed my thoughts on it, so let's keep that aside for now. Let's say judgment. I think that the author, what he's done is he has chosen cannibalism. He's chosen cannibalism as the main theme or topic of this story because it's something we can all agree is absolutely atrocious and terrible. We all hear cannibalism and we go, oh, that's really gross. That's bad. That's terrible. But in real life, we've all demonized things in that way. And we've all demonized certain things that maybe don't deserve to be demonized. We all have things that we view quite negatively. We say, oh, that's really bad. That's really bad. That's not right. And when we see people that have that trait, what happens is that we view them more negatively. We view them as bad or something like that. I was watching/listening to a TED Talk by Dr. Mortensen. I'll link that TED Talk in the description. I'll also link the story as well, so you guys can read the story if you'd like to. It's translated to English. So Dr. Mortensen, I'm going to read his bio here so you guys have it. Steve Mortensen is a professor of communication at the University of Delaware. His teaching and research focus on skillful communication, emotional management, and effective leadership. And he gave a talk that's called Projecting Your Personal Shadow. And the shadow, if you don't know what that is, I need to research this to be sure, but I'm pretty sure it's a concept that was initially introduced by an individual by the name of Carl Jung. I don't know if he was the one who initially introduced it or if he just talked about it. That's what I have to research. But Carl Jung talks a lot about the shadow. And the shadow, as said by Dr. Steve Mortensen, he puts it quite in pretty clear terms. He says in his TED Talk, in his talk, he says that the shadow are basically parts of ourself that we've decided are not good, that are bad, that are embarrassing, that are shameful, and they're things that we push aside into the shadow, that we try to hide from ourselves. We push it into a corner in a way. And so the example that he gives, the very good example, Dr. Mortensen here, he says that, you know, some of us have been raised to be very helpful. Maybe you can relate. You can think about your household. You grew up in a very helpful household where everyone's always being helpful. The example that Dr. Mortensen gives is if everyone's working on a project, you can't be someone who sits there and watches. You have to go and help. And that's very virtuous. That's a great human quality. But what Dr. Steve Mortensen said is that there's a shadow element to it because how many helpful people can't say no and don't have personal boundaries? Because they're constantly saying yes to helping other people, and that's, they're not drawing that boundary for themselves. Furthermore, he says that, Dr. Steve Mortensen talks about how if someone's very helpful and they see someone be unhelpful, that you judge that person. You think, oh, how could they be so unhelpful? How could they do that? Well, I'm so helpful. They're just so selfish. And it bothers them. I think we can all relate in a way. We see something that someone else has done that has nothing to do with us, and it really bothers us on a deep level. And often we do prop ourselves up thinking, oh, I'm better than that person. Oh, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them. Why are they doing that? Another example Dr. Mortensen gives is if you have two roommates, one of them is super studious and productive, the other one's a lazy bum who lays on the couch all the time. It might drive the studious person crazy. Like, why is this person like a bum and laying on the couch all the time? Like, what's wrong with him? Like, he should be productive like me. Like, look at how good I am, and I'm productive, and I do this, and this guy's a bum who lays on the couch and watches TV. And they might also at the same time envy, like, man, I wish I could just lay on the couch, but I'm so productive that I would never do that. Like, and vice versa, the lazy person might look at the productive A student going to class and working hard and saying, what, like, dude, just relax. Like, look at me. I know how to relax. I can just watch TV. You don't know how to sit and just chill. Like, and these are the kinds of thoughts we have. And this is a representation of our shadow, because the things that we're judging are things that are, how did he put it? Dr. Steve Mortensen put it well. He said, they're parts of ourself that we're denying and we've put into our own shadow. And we have to integrate our shadow within. We have to integrate the things that we've pushed aside. We have to integrate those into ourselves. We have to integrate them in order to be a full, complete human being. We have to do that. And it's an important thing for us to do. And if we don't, well, I don't know actually what happens if we don't. I haven't really gone down that pathway. So that's something I'm going to have to read more about, or listen more about, or watch more about in the research. Now, what's the connection of all this to the story? Well, I think it's really interesting that in the story, the moment the main character realizes that, oh, I've actually perhaps partaken in this cannibalism and eaten my own sister, and he even says, let's go back to the story here, how can a man like myself, after 4,000 years of man-caring history, even though I knew nothing about it at first, ever hope to face real men? And this concept of real men is interesting because earlier on, let's see if I can find it. It's near the middle. He says something like, let's see if I can find it quickly here. There's a line where he says, here it is. He's talking to his brother. The main character's talking to his older brother, and he says, it is very little, but I find it very difficult to say. Brother, probably all primitive people ate a little human flesh to begin with. Later, because their outlook changed, some of them stopped. And because they tried to be good, they changed into men, changed into real men. So it's almost like he views it, this main character views, he almost views it like, he views it as if people who stopped eating people who stopped engaging in cannibalism, they're the real men. They're the good men. That's the good people. These are the real people. He almost views them more positively. And now he's like, how could I, near the end of the story, this individual, the main character, is saying, how can a man like myself, after 4,000 years of man-caring history, even though I knew nothing about it at first, ever hope to face real men? Because he's realized that he's partaken in this cannibalism. But I think it's interesting. This could be read, this is my initial hypothesis, this could be read as someone who has integrated that shadow, and by realizing that, oh, these people that I have been saying are so terrible, are so animalistic, they're bad, I've actually done what they do. I've done what they do. That's inside of me. That negative stuff that I'm judging is actually in me. I've done that. And when you look at the work of Carl Jung, when you look at his work, one thing he talks about is integrating that shadow. You have to understand that the shadow is a part of you. The bad things are a part of you. You do have the capacity to do terrible things, but you choose not to. You do, you do, you, you, it's within you, and you have to integrate that into your personality, especially when shadow is sometimes where, I mean, I think a good one way you could view it is shadow is sometimes where you find some strength, right? When you say no to someone, or if you say, what's a good example of it? If you stand up for yourself, right? You might hurt the other person's feelings. It's like Dr. Stephen Mortensen was saying in his talk, actually. I don't remember exactly how he put it. I'll need to go back and watch it again, actually. But he was saying that you need to be, I believe his exact words were something like, you have to be honest. Oh no, you have to be polite, but also have to be honest. Honesty might not be polite, right? Because sometimes if you're polite, if you're being polite, you're trying not to hurt the other person's feelings. And when you're honest, you might hurt the other person's feelings. So he was saying you have to be polite, right? But you have to integrate the shadow side of that. And you also have to be honest. You need to have both sides of the coin. And I think that's what's happening in this. That could be what's happening in the story that I read, where the person, the main character, has integrated the other side of his quote unquote shadow. He's integrated a part of that into himself. He's realized that's actually in him. And that's the first step to him on his path to recovery. And so ultimately, while cannibalism is obviously, I don't know if I need to really say it, but cannibalism is gross, maybe barbaric, quite disgusting. And we can all probably, hopefully, align on that and agree with that. At the same time, I think what's happening here is he's chosen cannibalism, but some of us view other elements of life with a similar level of disgust as you might view cannibalism, or comparable maybe, and it doesn't deserve to be in that negative category. And if you just understood that that was, if we, not just you, but myself too, if we just understand that the stuff that we're judging is actually a piece of us inside, and we're just reacting we're reacting so strongly to other people that embody that shadow that we've kind of pushed aside, it creates some kind of a noticeable reaction in us, a strong reaction in us. And when we integrate that, that's when we become a more complete human being. That's some of my initial thoughts on this. I have a lot of processing to do. I just made this podcast because A, I thought it'd be interesting for you guys to hear about it, because it is very interesting. But B, because I need to process some of my own thoughts and get my thoughts in order to be able to write a good paper and submit this to my professor. So thank you for listening to my random ramblings today. I hope you guys found this at least semi-interesting. Have a fantastic rest of the week, and we will talk very soon. Bye for now.